Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know what? We're going to take a little break today. But before we do, I do want to remind you that today is Pearl Harbor Day. This is when the United States was attacked by Japan on Pearl Harbor. And eventually that's when we hopped into the war. And that's the generation that we call the greatest generation ever, because they were the ones who cowboyed up and saved this nation. And many of us have relatives. My father was a World War II vet. My father-in-law was a World War II vet and a prisoner of war as he was shot down over Germany. So as we remember that and we look at the turmoil going on in the world today, let's consider keeping this nation in prayer. But that being said, we're going to talk to a cowboy because we are going to take a break from the politics. Thank goodness we're going to take a break from the politics. And we're going to go talk about cowboys just a little bit. We have Dr. Buck Montgomery with us today. Hey, Buck, how are you doing?
Well, you know, I'm above snakes, so all is well.
Well, if you're above...
it's old cowboy turns me, and I'm still alive, so, yeah.
Well, that's good. We're glad you're still alive. I'd be a little worried if you was talking to me and you weren't.
This would be... We would literally have dead air on the radio
now. Put a whole new meaning to the... All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you again.
You too. Yeah. You getting ready for the Christmas season?
I am. You know, I was going to do the whole thing with the 12 days of Christmas, and I realized I added all those up, and that's 364 gifts. You add up all.
I haven't received mine yet.
Wow. You know, 364 of those things. Wow.
You know, I'm kind of into the Hallmark movies, and I saw one about that, and it was just pretty good. It was pretty cute. But, I haven't received any of those. And I actually, in the other part of my life, I sing a little bit. And I did a spoof song with a group that I was in. Oh, this was years ago, and I just enjoyed it so much. And it was a spoof about what she did with those gifts, because she was a little angry. She was a little angry at the lover, and he had done her wrong, and so she made turtle soup, and it was done in a classical music. So you stood there, you know, with your hands cupped, and it was really good. But anyway,
anyone that sends you know whatever it is, Lords
turtle
of
doves.
Leaping, and turtle doves and all those other things,
maids of milk.
I mean, if you lived in a community that had an HOA, they'd be all over you.
You know what? But I'm okay with the 5 golden rings. I'm perfectly all right with turtle doves are okay too, but 5 golden rings, I'm all right with that. So if you want to send me 5 golden rings, I'm okay with it, Doc.
Okay. All right. I'm writing that down right now. Okay.
And you get since it's 5, you can get all different sizes, and they'll fit different fingers. You know what I'm saying?
Well, exactly. or probably even better than that and stuff. I could send you right now the whole Western Short Story Collection.
All right.
You know?
There we go. Now they know what we're talking about.
See, I mean, that's what you want. I mean, you 30% off for $100 and change. You know, you could have, 34 short stories, 15 books, all the classic Westerns, or listen to them on audio for like about $1.35. Same thing, amazing stories. And then you know that for a fact, but maybe some of your listeners don't.
They are great stories. They are clean stories. They are cowboy. They're out west cowboy stories. And good old fiction that speaks to your heart, has a moral behind it, and just great stuff. And they would make They would make wonderful stocking stuffers. Whether you get audio or the regular book you just hold in your hand. You know, the old-fashioned way where you use your eyeballs and read instead of your ears.
Exactly. And you know, that's kind of a, there are a lot more people. I have noticed there's a lot more people actually reading books again, and which I think is wonderful. Yeah. You know?
Well, I've been pushing a lot of books. I've got the Galaxy Press books with the Battlefield Earth. We've got the Western series.
Right.
I have some others that one is a spiritual book that a lady wrote that I've been promoting for her. Another one's a textbook on the Constitution that I've been pushing it. You know, all of them.
There you go.
I mean, gift books for Christmas. I mean, what other? I mean, when you're talking about these the fiction books, you're giving. You know, I think we've damaged imaginations with the tech world. Enter into another realm, another world. Go back into the cowboy world of the Wild West. And it's just an amazing place. So galaxypress.com is where you need to go. Just galaxypress.com.
Yep.
And I brought it up there. And look at that big old red 30% off everything. Everything.
Yep.
They're going to sell out the store.
Well, and you know, they've done studies with children that just recently, because that whole topic of, you know, let's just Google it and find out about it, or let's pick up a book, or let's read. And I'm happy now that the studies they've finally come up with, which hopefully are legit, that they've realized that if you read to a child or if you get a child to start reading, it increases their learning level by something like 30 or 35%. And that just relates to them being more successful in whatever they do. So,
and you know, a lot of times people think the children aren't listening. I raised five. They are listening. They may not hear you sometimes, but they are listening.
Yeah.
and they choose not to hear. But I have one particular son, and he loves to read. I've got two of them that really love to read. But I would read to him when he was little, and he would take that book when I was done reading it to him, and he'd go sit over there, and he'd turn the pages and read it to himself over and over and over again, you know, just mimicking what Mama had said, what Mama had read, and just over and over, and looking at the pictures, and just over and over and over again, and he would entertain himself for quite a while, so all you had to do is read a book, and he was gone for a little while, and he loves to read, he still likes to read, and he's a movie buff, so he's into that, he probably knows who you are, and anyway, so... children need to be read to, and it's good for their imagination. It's also good for that one-on-one time with your kids.
Yep. Yep. I'm at fault at that. My dad was an avid reader. I was not a reader. My daughter was an incredible reader. We used to read together every night.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'd read the 15 pages. She'd keep up. She'd maybe read 12. And then, you know, within a couple of months and stuff, I'm reading my 15 pages and she's reading like 112. And I always stayed at that 15 pages, but, yeah, I never got past that.
I have
read everything that Dr. Seuss has ever written.
Box and Socks is one of my faves.
He just paints a mental picture there.
It was such a tongue twister, and the kids absolutely loved it. And of course, he started out, you know, he started out as a political cartoonist.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, very political. Yeah. Very political.
We're back to the politics thing again.
When you submit to coming on a conservative talk show, you know that's what's going to happen. I went to an orchestra thing the other night. I'm going to tell you a little something about somebody reading. I went to an orchestra the other night. My granddaughter is learning to play the violin, and her little brother was there. Now, she's 10, and he's in first grade, and he's learning to read, and he loves to read. And you know what? We're going into a break, so everybody's going to have to hold on. I'm going to tell you that story. It's pretty comical and telling of what kids, you know, their imagination and how they learn. And a 7-year-old boy. So we're going into a break. We're visiting with Dr. Buck Montgomery, talking about the Western series the Galaxy Press puts out. And it's 30% off. We've got a Christmas sale on now. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And Dr. Buck and Beth Ann, we'll be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And I'm visiting today with Dr. Buck Montgomery with Galaxy Press, and we are having a big sale, 30% off everything. Go to galaxypress.com, and they do have a code you type in. Holiday cheer, and then you can get holiday cheer.
Right, I like that. That's maybe you want to toast something. I don't know.
Just, like little marshmallows, or the chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Holiday cheer.
Oh, okay. I've never done that.
No, I never have either. But it's in a song.
If it's in a song, it must be right.
Song, I mean, songs don't lie. One of the first solos I had when I was in high school, junior high. So, chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Okay, back to my story of children reading.
Yes, I've been waiting. Come on now.
Okay. The little boy's name is Seth. He's my grandson, and his sister Ruthie was in the orchestra. Now, they had all different age groups there in that orchestra. It was a packed auditorium, gymnasium. So we're sitting there on the bleachers, and he's reading the program. Well, he's learning to read. He apparently is not learning to read silently. So he's reading out loud, and we're going, shh, shh, Seth, shh, shh. And he says, it says no talking. And how do you not crack up at that? He says, I'm reading it. It says no talking out loud. So They're learning. It's fun to watch him learn. He's also a little prankster, so, but.
It is. You know, out of, what's that old saying? Out of the mouths of babes. You just never know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. He's a deal. But anyway, it was fun. Grandchildren and bites, just so you know, because I am a grandmother. I have another granddaughter just born this week. Her name is Imogene Hope, and we're calling her little Emmy. So she's home doing well right now, and we're just pretty excited. And we have grandson due here in another week or so. So we're just all excited. Christmas is going to be lots of fun.
That's what it's all about. That, you know, it's time to rejoice and to embrace things and to read a good book and or to watch a good movie. That's another thing too.
Yeah, or listen to a good radio program.
There you go. That actually, the audio one that actually feels like you're listening to a movie, just the soundtrack of it.
No, that's what I was thinking of was the audio tracks, yeah. The audio tracks, yeah. Which have earned earned awards, especially with Battlefield Earth. So it's awesome. And I was going to ask you, were you a part of the parade here a week and a half, 2 weeks ago?
You know, I did. I was invited. That's a start, but I was not. I was not.
Well, at least you got far. You got invited.
I got the invitation. I did look back on the invitation, and they it was a different day than the actual parade was. So I'm kind of glad I didn't go. They're just pranksters. No, I'm just kidding.
They're going to send you an invitation with the wrong date on it. That should tell you something, Doc.
Exactly. Well, it kind of worries me though. Knowing my background as a stuntman, I'm thinking, if I get invited to be in the parade, I would probably not be on the float. But they'd probably say, "Hey, it'd be really cool if we could drag you behind the float."
Pretend the float rolls over you or something like that.
Maybe, yeah, and it backs up a couple times, you know. And because they like to do things, you know.
Maybe did they have a horse in the parade? They might have wanted you to fall off the horse because you're pretty good at that.
I could just keep doing it repeatedly. I could just do that. Just get back on the horse and fall off.
For those who are just tuning in, Dr. Buck Montgomery is an actor. He's a stuntman, and that's how he got his job. I asked him if he could fall off a horse for $50. Yeah. So for $50, you can still get him to fall off a horse.
You know, if you catch me at the right time of day, I would. Thought about that. Boy, am I going to start getting the offers now.
$50. We're going to watch Dr. Buck Montgomery fall off a horse. So.
Yeah. I'll just fall off very slowly. How's that?
Do you do that in slow motion? I think that's pretty cool when you do it in slow motion.
Yeah, when you don't have the proper film equipment, they go, "Okay, look, if we don't have our cameras, can't slow down. Can you just do this slowly?
Slow.
Yeah.
There's at one point in there where it's not quite as slow as others. The fall, the first part of the fall can be slow, and the last part of getting up can be slow, but that in-between part is kind of hard, too.
It's going to go rather quickly.
We've been silly. Yep. That's okay. Yep.
But did you know that there was actually, of course, Scrooge, Christmas Carol and stuff?
I know Scrooge. I have first edition of that. Speaking of books, I have first edition of that. It was my great grandparents, and I have the first edition of some Charles Dickens books. I have a big selection of them. They're not in real great shape, but you could still turn the pages and read them. And I have the Christmas Carol.
Wow, that's amazing! Did you know there was a Western Scrooge made?
I did not know there was a Western Scrooge.
I gotta look
for that this week.
It's actually very good, and guess who plays Scrooge in it? I did some writing in it and stuff, and I had one of those films that you kind of forget about, but when we made it, I went, this isn't going to go anywhere. Scrooge is actually played by Jack Palance.
That was perfect casting.
Yes.
Perfect casting.
And of course, Ricky Shorter, he plays, I just forgot his name, Tiny Tim's dad.
Bob Cratchit.
Yep. So, and it's actually quite good. I actually found it. I bought it quite a few years ago and stuff, and I found it. But and I had seen it on it showed like at 4 o'clock in the morning one time many years ago. But if you can, it's called Ebenezer, And I'm sure you can order it off of something.
Oh, I'm going to look that up.
Yeah,
I've got to You know, my favorite rendition of the Christmas Carol is the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Oh,
it's not a Western.
There you go. There you go. That's how Dickens would want that remembered. Yeah.
Hey, listen. Yes. It's pretty good. Know me better, man. Know me better, man. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you learn. We learn a few things when we talk, you know?
We do. We do. I wanted to share that because I thought about that one. I know I was going to be talking to you close to the Christmas time here. And I thought, you know what? Since we're talking Cowboys, there you go. What a great way to.
Well, I am going to look it up because it's, you know, that I'm wondering if I saw it before, but I'm going to look it up. And so it's called Ebenezer. Okay. And it's got Jack Palance as.
Jack Palance, Ricky Schroeder. You know, and that's pretty much about it. As far as people are known, but actually very, very well produced. Mm-hmm. Watch it.
All right. Well, Gonzo and Rizzo were in the ones with Muppets, and they're very well known.
Yes, they are. Now they are.
I raised a bunch of children, can't you? Because I tend to fall in that category myself. But I have to laugh here because I'm just checking emails because I have been one busy gal. And I'm checking emails, and Carmen's the one that helps book you on this show. And he's saying,
yeah.
He says, by the way, Beth was sent an email, but sometimes she doesn't read them right away. So, Carmen, thank you.
I
hope
he's
listening.
Bring that up.
I hope he's listening. So he's got Hi, Beth and Buck, and he's got all the stuff we're supposed to talk about today on there, and I'm just now opening it. So we're
exactly.
I think
okay.
We get some of it. You read it, so we're good. You read it.
I did.
But just to break it down for the listeners. The 30% off. The Western Short Story Collection. It's a format of 34 short stories in 15 books. Normally, as a group, the whole thing is $150. On sale, the entire collection is just $104, which is 30% off. And if you would do that, you would have 15 gifts right then and there. You would have 15 gifts. And also, he says the audio format is $195 for all 15. And it's $135 when you figure that 30% off. And each book, single book, is $9.95. So I think it's a great way to give Christmas.
It is, and you know, the thing about these stories, it's not like reading sequel after sequel after sequel.
Oh, no.
Using the
They're
same
individual.
Characters. Each book is so uniquely different. I mean, that's, and for an author to be able to have that creative kind of juices inside you, and not just make, let's put Harry Potter in one more book. It's not that I don't appreciate those, but if you think about it from an author standpoint, they've got to come up with all new characters, all new storylines, and still keep a bit of that. He was great in keeping that bit of history involved in that
historical
fiction.
I do like that about him. I do like the history in books when I read them, even if they're a fiction book. If they've got some history in there, I really enjoy that part of it because I like being swept away and taken back. We're going into a break.
Hey,
your calls
Beth, go to a break. Come on now.
All right. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410. Go to galaxypress.com and get started Christmas shopping for 30% off. That's galaxypress.com. And Beth and Buck will be right back. Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Jeff Hanna. I'm visiting today with Dr. Buck Montgomery. We're having a lot of fun, a lot of chit-chat, as he put in the email. I'm reading the email that I should have read, you know, last night.
It only got sent this morning. You're okay. All right.
I'm on the air before I go on the air here, so I have kind of a busy morning, in my defense. But I'm kind of reading through there, and he said he was waiting in the bunkhouse, for the chit-chat. And then I kind of like the way you signed your email. He said, "We aim to please, and we're a darn good shot."
There you go.
We try to do that here on CSC Talk Radio as well. So.
And I think you do. Hey, did I just read someplace that now if you have a concealed permit, you can go to any state in the union?
I haven't read that yet.
I thought I ran across
you can,
that.
You can always do that. It's just whether you can do it or not without being arrested.
Exactly. But no, I thought I saw that they passed.
Well, Missouri
it.
Has
they went
it.
Through the bill.
Missouri
right.
has open carry and concealed carry here now without permit. So
Right, right. But I think they said if you've got to conceal, because a lot of states don't recognize concealed permits to other states, and I thought they just passed a bill that allowed for if you have a concealed in one state, you can use that in any state in the union.
Including Illinois?
Including
Chicago?
I don't, is Chicago
that state, the state of Chicago? I don't know. I haven't heard that, so I need to do a little research on that.
A little research. I just thought I'd throw that out there just to confuse the issue.
We've been talking about everything else, you know, all these sex scandals and all that stuff going on, and it's just kind of crazy and distractions. Those are what we call them, distractions.
They are distractions, and I go on record right here, I've not been named in any of those. So, nothing. It's almost depressing being in
Hollywood and nobody hits
business.
On you.
Nothing. I got nothing. Yeah.
Oh, gracious. So, well, I'm glad you're keeping your nose clean. I'm glad.
I am. You know, stunt people are a different little breed of people. You know, when we work on a film, we're almost like they leave us over in the corner over there. You guys just stay over there until we need something done. No. You know, while everyone else mixes and mingles, you know, we just kind of stay by ourselves. It's
well,
unique.
Maybe it's all that dirt and bruises and patches you got on. Maybe that's what it is.
It could be that. But I tell you, what's interesting is that the people that are the actors, the bigger actors, they're intrigued by the stunt business. I mean, number one, yeah.
They should be. You make them look good.
Make them look good. But they're literally just going to say, I have no idea how you do what you do, you know, and we're at the same time thinking, you know, how the heck do you remember all those lines? You know, that wouldn't work for me. And I know because I've done some acting here recently, and that is a very difficult thing to do sometimes.
You know, I remember back in the day when I was in high school and I was in all those music contests, you know, district and state and all that good stuff. And you had to memorize all the music and you had to memorize all the words. You didn't have any of that in front of you. And I'm thinking now, there's no way.
There's
no way I'd do that. I guess I could make myself do it. But, you know, that's work. But that and looking pretty is all they've got to do. So
there you go. There you go.
You've got to get on a horse, fall down, heel. Get on a horse, fall down, and heel.
We generally don't even have time to heel.
No, I know you don't.
And you know what's remarkable, too, is that even the stuff that I do today, whether I'm doing a live show or filming this and that, you know, I can take a fall, I can do this, I can do that, and I don't feel it until about a week and a half, 2 weeks later. You know, it's almost like a surprise present that you're given later on.
Why does that hurt?
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was 2 weeks ago.
It was like, oh, ow. And you're thinking, what did I do? I didn't do anything. I'm okay. And I'm like, oh, okay. I remember 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know that if I fall down, which I do on occasion, my husband will say, you better take some Advil. That's going to hurt tomorrow.
Oh,
as we get older, we you know, it gets pretty funny, but it's all right. At least I'm still getting up when I fall down. So
without any help and stuff, I'm okay.
Well, I didn't say without help, but I still get up. I went down. We've got a little I call it the hole. He doesn't necessarily appreciate that. We build a basement underneath a great big front porch on our house, and I call it the hole, and that's where we keep stuff. You know, all that stuff.
Okay.
And I went down there, and somehow some water got in there, and I didn't know that. And I went, poof. I mean, I went straight down, and I'm laying there thinking, well, I think I'm okay. Well, he's having trouble hearing. There's no way he's up on the upper level of the house. He's going to hear me if I holler for him. So I lay there a little bit before I kind of turn over and crawl and get back up. And I come up, and I tell him, I just fell. We got a problem. There's water down there. He goes, oh, you okay? Yeah, he said, you better take some Advil. It's going to hurt tomorrow. So, you know, it's...
Just a thought. I'm thinking a perfect Christmas present for you guys are baby monitors.
Right? You know, that might be a good idea. I should have put that on the list for my kids. How about baby monitors around the house so we can hear each other?
just so you can hear each other.
Cheap intercom system.
I have the baby monitor.
Oh,
well, see, I'm always panicked being a stuntman and knowing how to fall and doing this. I figured I would miss out on one of those tremendous opportunities. You know, if I'm walking in the supermarket and there's a spill on aisle 16, and I slipped and fell, and thinking I could sue and collect so much money, but they're going to go wait. You're a stuntman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to get that done. You got back up, didn't you?
Exactly. Or if I walk out in the parking lot, I get hit by a car. Oh, we know what you were doing. You were just
what do they call those people that do that? Where's the name for that?
They get hit by a car?
Well, no, they actually throw themselves in front of it on purpose. There's a name for that.
Yes, there
stunt
is a name.
Man, that's what they call them, though.
Stuntman.
All right, we better get back to Galaxy Press. We're supposed to be selling books here. GalaxyPress.com.
Yes.
I think you'll have as much fun with the books as you are with Dr. Buck and Beth. They're probably all saying, oh, my gosh, what are these two doing? But 30% off. 30% off is a good deal. Yeah.
And when you're listening, you're not just getting one. The audiobooks I really love, just because I'm personally not a reader. But the audiobooks, you're getting anywhere from 6 to 10 different voices, male, female, sound effects. Close your eyes, and it's like listening to a soundtrack to a movie. So you're not just getting one narrator or an author droning through, the dialogue on a book. You're getting the sights and the sounds, right there with these great boys. And a lot of actors. I know that Marty Cove, who was in Karate Kid.
We've had him on the air a few times.
Marty. And then, I just lost her name, from the Waltons, the oldest daughter.
And I've lost her name, too, now that you've done that.
Judy Norton. Yes. So you get some, some great voices. The narration on these, I wish I could remember the gentleman's name. He is spectacular. He is just, he pronounces words that I couldn't begin to phonetically do. So. Pretty amazing stuff. If you folks want to listen to something that's you're going to learn something, and you're just mostly just going to be entertained.
Now, were you talking about RF Daily? Is that who you're talking about?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm on the website. I'm looking here, and it's sliding stuff across here. So, 30% off, and the code number. The code name is Holiday Cheer.
Holiday Cheer.
We're going into another break. Your calls are welcome. You want to join us with a little cowboy fun? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Buck and Beth will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do.
Dan, I'm visiting today with Dr. Buck Montgomery. We're giving you a 30% off sale. We're letting you know we're not really giving you the 30% sale. Galaxy
Press. Come on, we can take credit for that.
It's all about us. It's all about us. It's all about Beth and Buck. Go to galaxypress.com. Everything on the website is 30% off. That's what I'm reading. Everything on there is 30% off. So I'm assuming that includes the USB. The file that's a thumb drive with 47 hours of the story of Battlefield Earth. It's a thumb drive. That's a lot easier to put that in than it is to keep changing the CDs. $35. So I don't know what 30% off of that would be, but it says everything on the website. So I'm assuming it is too.
And there you go. If not, let's give out Carmen's direct contact phone number here.
Yeah, we'll give out. Do that. I'm not going to do that. You feel friendly to me. You do that. Even though she doesn't always read her emails, but in the morning. Right. She doesn't always read her emails in the morning. I do try to get through, but I warn my listeners, they listen. I was telling them the other day, I went down to see the grandbaby, which is about a two-hour drive. Went down there, spent 2 hours holding a newborn, and then came back, and I was pretty tuckered out. I told them I get 200 to 300 emails a day, and if I miss yours, if I don't reply, I didn't see it. And she sent another one to point me to the one that I missed. And I was so thankful that she did. And she's a faithful listener and sent me a gift one time that I just tremendously enjoyed. And a book. It was a book, as a matter of fact. An old book. Do you know who the Swamp Fox is?
Of course I do. Leslie Nielsen played him on the Disney TV show.
Swamp Fox and the Gamecock. And she thought the Swamp Fox had been forgotten, and she sent me an old book that was about the Swamp Fox, the true Swamp Fox, Francis Marion, and the Gamecock, which was Thomas Sumter, both of them brigadier generals in the Revolutionary War. Is a fifth great uncle of mine. My maiden name is Sumter.
Wow.
So, yeah, okay. Don't mess with me. I got a revolutionary blood running through my veins. Don't mess with me. I may be short, but anyway.
I had a hat in grammar school that I turned up on one side and put a feather in it, so I looked like Leslie Nielsen from the Disney show Swamp Fox. I have that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You've got your Swamp Fox hat? You're ready to
I was Swamp Fox.
Yep. You know, going back to the conservative show, the talk show, if you watch the movie The Patriot, which I'm sure you did, right? You watched that movie.
Yep.
His life, The Patriot, was loosely based off of both those men. If you know anything about their history, and I'm sure you do if you watch, you know, Leslie Nielsen, you have to know what it's about.
Surely I do.
I don't call me Shirley. They led the militia, which kept the regulars for the redcoats off guard, and let our regulars with George Washington get through, and kind of kept them informed. And they were a diversion. And Thomas Sumter wasn't going to fight. In real life, he was not going to fight. He'd had enough of that. You know, he'd been he was notorious for his fighting in the Indian War, but Great Britain was afraid, the king was afraid he was going to fight. So they decided to make an example of him and scare him to death, and so they burned his house. So they really did burn his house. He really wasn't going to fight. But when you see them in the movie and he's going through the swamps and such, you know, it was a little bit more of what the Swamp Fox was doing. But that's what they did. They were a diversion, and they gathered a militia of people up. And that's how, without them, we would not have won. We would not have beat the king. But I always like, and what we're going through right now, I always like what he said in that movie. The only quote I probably remember is, "Why should I trade?" Let's see. He says, "Why should I serve a king?" Let's see. How did he say that? See, I said I remembered it. Now I don't. See, I can't do my lines either.
Quick, Google it.
No, I'm not going to Google it. He said, "Why would I serve a trade? One king, 3,000, one tyrant, 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away." Meaning right here on our land.
Wow.
And look what we're putting up with today. There's
got
to be at least 3,000 tyrants, and they're just 1 mile
at least.
Away.
Minimal. Oh, by the way, just so you know, Carmen's listening. Okay,
Has he been emailing you? Has he been texting you?
I just got an email. I'm listening. Very funny interview.
Now sell some books. Is that what he's going to say? You guys are having a lot of fun. Now let's sell some books. So.
He's asking me. I need to do a 20-minute interview at 11 a.m. to noon 1 o'clock.
I'm not letting
I'm on
you
the
off
interview
the hook
circuit.
Early, if that's what you're thinking, I'm not letting you off the hook early.
Oh, it's till later and stuff. I'm just going to leave my phone on. I'm never going to hang up.
Yeah. At least he didn't ask you to fall off a horse for $50.
That may be coming next.
Heard it, didn't he? I just planted that in Carmen's head.
You put it into his seed and stuff. So,
all right, we're going to get GalaxyPress.com. GalaxyPress.com. Obviously, we're pushing the Western series. That's kind of where we get off. We love the Western series. But, you know, I've been listening to, when I can, I've been listening to the Battlefield Earth as well. Mm-hmm. And it is well put together. And it is 47 hours, and it's only taken me 2 years now, and I haven't got through it. John's probably going to smack me over the head. But, it's you know, it's hard for me to concentrate and listen to something. It really is. I just have issues. issues with that. But anyway, it is greatly put together, and it has won all kinds of audio awards as well as other awards. And so I call it the futuristic cowboy because Johnny Goodboy is the hero of that book, and they're fighting all kinds of bad guys, including aliens that have come to Earth, and it's really a good story. It's really a, you know, it's fiction, but it's great fun. It's put together well, and the audio book will take you away as well as the reading of it. It'll just take you away. I loaned that to somebody. I'm going to have to see. He's an avid reader. I'm going to have to see if he got that done. He's had surgery and a few other things, so he may have been a little distracted. But
in fact, John is over in London right now with Battlefield Earth.
So he's not listening to us.
Yeah, so he's not. So he's a delayed listener. John's a, you know.
Well, now if he
later.
Could be listening live on the internet, he could.
That's true.
He should
That's
have
true,
my
but
app
they're
on
over there.
They,
yeah.
And I am great, on shortwave, so they listen to me.
Oh my gosh. No ham radio set up there?
We can't get away, Buck. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. The big guys are listening. We're in trouble.
Exactly.
But we're out of time. GalaxyPress.com, 30% off everything on the website, all the books, all the audios, everything. This is the time to get on it. Even if you don't want to buy it for a gift and you've been putting it off getting it for yourself, they're not going to ask you if it's a present or not. Just give yourself a little holiday cheer is the code. Holiday cheer, 30% off. Buck, thank you so much for being a part of CSC Talk Radio. It was lots of fun. Thank you for letting
thank
me escape
Beth.
The dirty of the politics for one day. And we will
you
be back
it.
Tomorrow with Free for All Friday. And we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about as we bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.